Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 61. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. Once again, it's Mondays with Mello, and today I'm delving into how I study music artists. Now, a quote from one of my favorite artists in J. Cole. Anything's possible. You got to dream like you've never seen obstacles. It's a good quote. So let's jump into this. Now, the past, I would say, year or so, I've spent a significant amount of time, studying music artists. And since they're creators and are always working on their craft, I figured why not study them and how they operate and think. I needed to get inside of their minds and how they create the amazing music that they do. Now, how do I do this? Well, YouTube has pretty much been my friend, and I decided to study the artists I listen to the most. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Kid Cudi. Now, they're all great at what they do, and I do listen to a lot of hip-hop music because, well, that's what I grew up on. So it's only fitting that I study these greats. And they all contribute a special gift to music, and they're great storytellers. Now, I know you're thinking in your head and you're wondering, why are you studying music artists when you're an author? Well, if you really think about it, they're authors and storytellers themselves. They are talking about their lives, their life experiences, and their truth when they step into the booth. So, to be able to study them and how they make their albums, the process it takes, the note-taking, beat-making, having the right people around them to create the music that they want, it all takes a lot, and it's nowhere near easy. This all correlates to how I create in so many ways, and I'll explain. Now, I don't have a lot of people around me to help me create the content that I do, but the world is constantly inspiring me to write stories and push my limits. In regards to pushing my limits, I can definitely relate to Kanye West. He's always looking to see how far he can go with beats, production, and lyrical foreplay. When I look at his albums, 808s and Heartbreaks and Yeezus, those albums I feel changed the way music production is done, and it impacted the music industry immensely. I can say that my projects, The World in Ruins, I Work With a Black Man, will eventually change how writing is conveyed, written, and spoken about. Those are two controversial projects that I knew the world really wasn't ready for, but those books I knew had to be written. Now, moving on to Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi brings out the struggles aspect of my storytelling. He tells stories about his life, his struggles with depression, and sometimes I deal with that myself, and drug addiction, which contributed to me writing The World We Live In, and the Struggles of Growth of a Man series. Now, he has a certain sound, and he stood out from the rest of the pack when he came onto the scene, and he never wavered or felt like he had to change his style to accommodate the music industry. So since 2009, he's pretty much done it his way. And that's how I am when it comes to my writing. I never felt the need to change my prose writing to make other people happy. Moving on to Jay-Z. Jay-Z has always said he doesn't give everything in his songs and albums, and he slowly and progressively does things. He says that he has to feed people slowly to get people to process and understand what he's saying. And that's something that I do, which is why a lot of my books are written in a series. I have to work my way through books, and each book has to have certain messages, and eventually, when you finish a series, you have fully grasped how I formulated my words to make you understand certain things. And that's how Jay-Z goes about things. He says certain things in songs, and if you pay attention to what he's saying instead of focusing on the beat and the production of it, you'll fully understand his storytelling and his style. Moving on to Kendrick Lamar. Now, Kendrick Lamar studies words and finds ways to utilize them to get his message across. The way he rhymes and changes his voice, flow, it's something I've learned to incorporate with my writing. I tend to do that with my writing to where I can, write prose two sentences together and it makes you raise your eyebrows. Now, whether it's setting a scene or utilizing a character to get a message across, that's kind of how I do things. Now, he processes a lot in his mind before he rhymes, and it's something that I tend to do, but sometimes he lets it flow, and sometimes I can do that too. It all depends on what I'm writing, what I'm working on, and, what has to be written, and what characters I'm focusing on at that specific time. Next, J. Cole. Now, J. Cole has a way with words and the way he conveys his messages, and they've always resonated with me. Now, he's deep, thought-provoking, and calculated with his thoughts and how he speaks. He's the most relatable out of all of the artists I've studied because he's an Aquarian like me, and his interviews with Angie Martinez, one of the best to ever do it in radio, are nothing short of amazing and classics. Now, I just want to go back to Angie Martinez because I pretty much grew up with Angie Martinez from a young child in New York, Hot 97, to all the way up to now, to where she has her own show and she really, you know, controls the narrative and controls how she interviews people and does all that stuff. So Angie Martinez is a legend. That's all I have to say. Now, back to this J. Cole part. Now, when he talks about world issues, it's something that let's just say it concerns me, obviously, because I'm writing about it. And a lot of his thoughts are written in books. And he's someone that I definitely want to meet and talk with one day. For sure. He's definitely a top artist that I want to meet and talk to. Him, Kendrick Lamar, and Kid Cudi are definitely my top three. Now, the studying of these artists was more to get inside of their minds. Now, they're all great at what they do, like I said, and I've realized that I have a little bit of each of them in me when I write my books and, you know, do my whole storytelling thing. But what I will say is that I'm thankful I was able to learn about them a little bit more, not only from a musical perspective, but from a personal standpoint. Now, one thing I can say is they all inspire me in many ways. With Kanye, 808s and Heartbreaks is my favorite album. Kid Cudi would be Man on the Moon Volume 1. Jay-Z, it would be The Blueprint 1. Kendrick Lamar is Good Kid, Mad City. And J. Cole, it's definitely Kids on Drugs, KOD. They're all close seconds with these artists, but over the years, they've all improved and honed their crafts, and that's why I continue to improve and create stories that no one has seen, heard, or read. And that's why I challenge myself with writing certain series, you know, Kids with Guns, The World We Live In, Struggles and Growth of a Man, and then I challenge myself with standalone books. I Woke Up a Black Man, The World in Ruins, America Under My Control, America Country Divided, The Man Who Lost His Soul. I can go on and on and on. And now I've shifted myself to working on, A Woman's Worth. And next will be A Man's Plight. And then after those two series in 2022, then I move on to 2023. And that's going to be the Alphabet City series, which is going to be a 12-book series. So I'm always challenging myself and trying to prove to myself what I can write, how far I can push myself, and how many characters I really can bring to light and, you know, bring out stories that make people think. So that's why I study music artists so much, and I spend my time looking at the behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, they really don't have to share, but they choose to because it's necessary. And, you know, it allows other music artists to get inspired. It allows creators like me to, you know, think about what's next and what can I challenge myself with. You know, think about Kanye West and his sound when he did The College Dropout and then Late Registration. And, you know, they have similar sounds and things like that. But then by the time he gets to 808s and Heartbreaks, it's a different sound. And then, you know, by the time he gets to Yeezus, it's another sound. So he's pushing his limits in production and challenging himself to see how far he really can push himself. And then Kitsy Ghost, that was a different sound to it. Then he kind of, you know, shifted and did something totally different, you know, in regards to Donda. So, you know, he's progressed as time has gone on. If you look at all, you know, the artists that I've talked about, you know, their sounds have changed, their production has changed, things like that. If you look at Kendrick Lamar from Section 80, you know, in the beginning of when he was doing his music, and then you get to his most recent album a few years ago, Damn, the sounds are different. The life experiences are different. You look at Good Kid, Mad City, and he talks about life in L.A., and it's a whole storytelling album of one day in the life of Kendrick Lamar and going through L.A. So always know that when I'm telling these stories, I'm doing it with a purpose and with a reason. And obviously these music artists are creating the content that they're creating for a purpose and a reason. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.